I'm David Brancaccio. First, the stock market is closed for Good Friday here, but the closely watched reports on hiring and unemployment are due shortly. The typical forecast for March is that 238,000 more people will have been added to payrolls. And that's a bet that there's still some growth, but not as much hiring as a month earlier. We'll see. One group we're unlikely to hear much about in the coverage of this in other venues, Native American workers. The Labor Department does collect data using the categories of American Indians and Alaska Natives, but says its sample size is too small to include in the headline summaries that come out on deadline. The Brookings Institution has a new report that finds that it's not just small numbers, but underrepresentation at work here. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Trying to capture meaningful data about Native people through, say, the race question on the U.S. Census is complicated, says Kimberly Heiser, a professor at the University of British Columbia.
The big issue is that we're not a racial category. We're actually a political one.
Heiser says Native people are citizens of tribal nations, and in that way, Native identity is political, not racial. And yet, the government treats Native identity as a racial category. Heiser co-authored the report finding that when Native people are asked to racially classify themselves on government surveys, the vast majority check multiple boxes. Her co-author, Rob Maxim, with the Brookings Institution, says those responses end up in the catch-all two or more races rather than the American Indian Alaska Native category.
When you cut the data in a way that excludes maybe 70%+, you have a really artificially small sample.
He says that's how Native workers get excluded from, for instance, the monthly jobs report, and how other federal data sets get wildly skewed. One solution, Maxim says, is for the government to include mixed-race Native people in its American Indian category.
Or even better, they could be providing funding and resources for tribes to be surveying their own citizens.
To give us a more accurate picture of everything from employment and educational attainment to life expectancy in Indian country, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.